Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. We are live today. Yes, we are. It is Monday, December 28th, 2020. Butch is sitting in for Dave Allen, and I guess that Dave Allen, since we have a short week of programs, he'll be back next week. So, thank you, Butch. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Melody. I'm glad to be with you. I enjoy doing programs with you. We have a good time together. We cover a lot of news, but we also do a lot of laughing together, and that's what makes the world go around.
Yes, it does. Something else that makes the world go round is gold. I don't know, but it's supposed to. But, you know, like Bitcoin, you know, it's funny, Butch, and if he's listening, I'm saying this in warmth, and you're not the only one. But it's interesting because people will ask me my opinion, and I can always tell when they don't like what I have to say. And, you know, he asked me my opinion on Bitcoin. And, you know, you can't deny it's a great, it has run up, but it's in bubble territory. It's a Ponzi. You need that new money coming in there. Oh, there's big industries going in. Yeah. People are afraid of losing out or afraid of missing the gain, and they lose all common sense. They think they become smarter than the market and the thing that they're investing in. But that's not the case. And I mean, what did Bitcoin do in March when the stock market went down? Well, it went down also. BlackRock comes out today and says, Bitcoin's going to replace gold. No, it isn't. You know, these are the guys that are behind it to bring people in, to pump it up. And when it gets to a level, they're going to dump it faster than you can say Santa Claus.
And that had to be one of the dumbest statements anybody can make. How is a computer bubble going to replace a material product that has to be mined and produced? How is that? How insane is that?
Totally insane. Sure, they can change monetary policies. They can change the way businesses trade. They can change how monies is exchanged. But they can't change wealth and they can't change what is wealth, and it isn't digits. It isn't digits. It isn't fiat money. And it's wealth has to be there. Has to be a measure, some sort of a measure, and it's always been gold has been that measure of wealth, and that's not going to change. I don't care what happens. And that's something people can't grasp, the real fundamental of what gold and silver really is. They can't grasp what money really is. And it's, they don't like my answers and my opinions. But actually, it's not my opinion. It's the facts. It's the truth. It's not my opinion. You can't replace gold as money. So anyway, gold today was down $4.90 at $1,874. You know, we had a high of $1,897. So they must have shown a little bit of strength in the dollar today. And again, it's light trading this week. Silver is up 47 cents at $26.34. Platinum was up $10 at $1,037. Palladium was down $6 at $2,370. The USDX today was up. It was up slightly 0.12 at 90.35. Crude oil was down 53 cents at $47.70. And the paper markets today, the Dow was up a couple hundred points, 238 points at 30,438. And that's all due to President Trump's signing the bill. NASDAQ was up 94 points at 12,899. The S&P was up 32 points at 3,735. 10-year yield, 0.93% for the day. And, you know, it's all pretty much as is. And, you know, it's... What do you have, Butch? You know, I mean, I don't want to... It really is all the same. Nothing has changed from last week to this week. You have margin debt record high. You have these investors that they're doubling down on stocks. They're pushing the margin debt to a record. They're chasing bigger gains. Bitcoin is one of them. And people are exposing themselves to potentially devastating losses through these riskier plays. And they're using concentrated positions. They're trading options. So risky. You can make a lot of money when they're working well. You know, it's kind of like the gambler, Butch. You know, all you ever hear about is how much money he's making or how many wins that he has. But if you equal up those wins compared to what he has lost while he's doing all the trading, it usually doesn't surpass the losses.
No. Normally, if they do well, they break even.
They break even. Or
and,
lose.
And this is an ignorant question, I'm sure, but how do you purchase Bitcoin anyway? I mean, they I don't want to go on now. 27,000 or something. But
26,
how do you get in that?
26.
How do you get in that? How do you do that? I mean, how would you get Bitcoin?
You have to go online, open a wallet, buy it. One coin.
For 26,000?
20, and it's nothing. It's not real.
I'm just trying to grasp this. You go online, you spend $26,000 for a digit. I'm just trying to grasp that idea. And people are doing it, obviously. I mean,
oh, sure.
Wow.
You got big investors going in there now.
You know, I'll be sharing a little bit of a story from some people here in the United States got conned out of over $14 million from a fake phone company calling them out of India. And I thought, wow, that was stupid. Well, don't make me mad, but buy $26,000 to buy a digit, that ranks up pretty high at the rest of them, I think. I mean, gold and silver and gold space has been, since we know time began, 6,000 years. It's been what's been used as an indicator of wealth, and it's not because it's because it costs something to mine it. It's rare. It's somebody's got to put sweat into it. They got to work with it and make it into something that's we'll say it's pretty look at as far as taking the ore and making coins out of it or whatever. So that's what makes it valuable. It's not because it's. How you put it? It's when you pick a $26,000 worth of gold, put something in your hand that you can actually feel and see and touch, and you want to buy a digit $26,000. Gee whiz! Anyway, I'll move on. I just really gets me. I don't get it. But I want to share. I got a couple of lighthearted stories. I'll start with. I think it's kind of interesting. You remember the show Christmas Vacation?
I do.
You remember Cousin Eddie?
Oh, who could forget Cousin Eddie?
Here's an article. This is out of Iceton, Kentucky, which is just across the border from Huntington, West Virginia. Cousin Eddie lives. Beer-drinking man in bathrobe uses flamethrower to clear snow. Now, you watch this video online, folks. A man from Kentucky who wanted to clear the snow from his driveway used a flamethrower to blast the white stuff away in an instant. In a 30-second clip, which has gone viral, Timothy Browning from Iceland, east of Lexington, can be seen playing up the camera as he stands in his driveway. And it's just a white bathrobe, slippers, and a hat with a cigar in his mouth and a can of beer in his hand. He's my neighbor, just across the border.
Is he single?
No, I think his wife is a video, I do believe.
Oh, okay.
And this side of Colorado Springs where my son lives and where Marsha Jean is right now. She's out visiting her son and grandchildren in Colorado Springs. But bank robber runs into the street, throws cash in the air, and yells, Merry Christmas. A bank robber successfully pulled off a heist in Colorado Springs, Colorado, only to run out of the building into the streets and where he threw the cash in the air while yelling Merry Christmas. The man reportedly stole thousands from a downtown bank, with witnesses saying he immediately ran outside while throwing wads of cash into the air as stunned onlookers picked up the money. An eyewitness told local news station KKTV that the man, identified by police as 65-year-old David Oliver, left the bank and shouted the holiday wishes while he threw money into the air. He then went on to a nearby Starbucks where he sat down and waited to be arrested. There you go. Okay. Where was I? My wife's in Colorado. Why wasn't she there? But anyway, I just wonder what the people thought that was his money or if they even cared. You know? I mean, I would think honest people would give it back to the bank. But I wonder if they may have thought, well, he went and withdrew some money and doing this. You wouldn't know probably right away anyway.
No, you wouldn't. And, you know, half the people who would see, you know, if you know, some people don't pay attention to the news and so forth. So, yeah, they might not get all of it back. Yeah.
I mean, so anyway, I really like Cousin Eddie. I do. I just, like I said, just crossed the border from me. I had to share that. And
that is one of my favorite movies. It's funny.
It had some funny stuff in it. Really did. But I just was doing some reading the other day, and I was talking about 1946. I was talking about business in 46. $20,000 Melody in 1946, 2 years before I was born, is equal to $270,000 now. Let that sink in a minute. 1946, you made $20,000 a year. You made a very good salary. Mm-hmm. Equal to $270,000 today. And people say that the money's not devaluing. If this was still backed by silver in 1946, obviously, money was still worth something. 1964 took silver out, and now it takes $270,000 to equal $20,000. How did we win on that one? Any comments on that?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, it's the conditioning of the people. They really don't understand what has happened to them and why it takes two jobs to make a living and why the husband can't supply income so the mother can stay at home. And, you know, and yeah, there's a lot of women who don't want to stay at home, but there's a lot of women in the workforce who would like to stay home, but they can't. Look at child care. I mean, that just baffles me how people can pay that.
I don't know how they afford it.
I don't know either. You know, and grandparents have now become the babysitters, and you know, grandparents don't care. They love that time with their grandchildren. But and maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. But the point is the cost of everyday living anymore is just
out of sight.
It really is.
You know, I'll share this. This is a personal story from my childhood. Clear back last century. Born in 48. But I remember my daddy. Dad was a hard worker. He always was. But he had a job at a plant about 30 minutes away from where we lived. And I remember he made, and this is the truth, he made $30 a week, but they weren't making it on that. Mom did what she could, help paint houses, clean houses, whatever she could. But he made $30 a week on this job. And I remember he had a bill run up at a local service station, a full service station back then, of course. You get a car fixed or whatever you want to do there. I remember, them struggling to get by on that $30 a week plus what mom could pick up on the side. He got a job in a coal mine building, and today coal miners make I don't know, probably $80,000 to $100,000 a year, most of them. But I remember he came home and he called my mom Shorty. He came home from a midnight shift. He said, "I made $80 this week, Shorty." He more than doubled his income. And for them, that was a big deal. I still remember the day he walked out of the service station and he looked at, said, "Shorty, I paid him off today." I mean, that's how much $80 meant in 1950s.
Yep.
I mean, think about this, people. That's the dollars dropping to nothing. That's called inflation, which is called by fiat currencies. So anyway, I'll move on now. But I had to share that because that's something in my mind is most things, tears in my eyes. My dad really worked hard, you know, to feed his family. And we blessed. We never had a night without supper or a place we could never place sleep. But Dad worked hard to have that. But I still remember him coming home saying, Shorty, I made $80 this week, which is two and a half times what he made before. So I was just, if you didn't mind, hope you didn't mind.
Well, no, not at all. We could even put things in perspective, and you wonder why factories aren't going to be coming back in a meaningful way. It was because workers in Asia make less than $80 a month.
Isn't that amazing?
It baffles me.
I wouldn't have thought that.
So, I mean, they make pennies in some of these Asian... I mean, their wages are very, very tiny. I don't know if it's $80 a month, but it's low like that. And you think that these multinational corporations are going to bring it back to the United States, to where people expect health care, that people expect, that workers expect vacations, that workers expect, you know, all these other goodies that we've become accustomed to? They'll come back. But they don't want to pay taxes. They don't want to pay you a decent wage and give you, you know, so the work is just as, you know, I don't know, is the quality any better? You think these multinational corporations are going to lose money so you get a better product that you don't have to sell and replace in 2 years? The only reason people buy so many clothing is because they wear out so quick. I mean, Butch, I remember you'd buy a pair of slacks or a jacket or a sweater, and it would last for years.
Oh, yes, I know that. But that goes along with appliances and everything else.
Yeah.
A local appliance company right near where I live that I do business with from time to time, says that the brand new wash machines are $400-$500 and up. They come with 1 year warranty. 1 year.
Yeah.
And then when something breaks, it's electronic, it costs as much to fix it as to buy another washer. And they said the average life, now this what they told me, this the owner told me, the owner's wife said, they last from a year to 2 years, just long enough to outdo the warranty. That's what he said. She said they're made for that purpose. Just to get through the warranty. Now, that's, people, I'm telling you the truth. She encouraged the people there to buy a used washer from that's still mechanical, so we can fix that and fix it for almost nothing. We give them a year warranty also on a used one. The same warranty you get on a brand new machine, you get it for a third the price.
Oh,
wow, it's break time.
I hear the music. Yes. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old.
And we're back. Well, kind of, Christmas songs are going, but we'll get you up to date, ladies and gentlemen. We're still in the mood. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch, we'll just have to talk a couple minutes longer, but or a couple seconds, right,
yeah,
Butch?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Can we do that?
We can do that. I have a surprise for you here. But you wouldn't figure this. This story here, this out of the Week magazine. Analysts project Pfizer and Moderna will generate $32 billion in COVID-19 vaccine revenue in 2021. The U.S. government will pay $1.95 billion to Pfizer for the first 100 million doses of the vaccine. Doesn't that surprise you that they're going to make $32 billion?
Oh, that's amazing.
It is amazing.
Not surprising, but...
Not even... I mean, I thought the government's paying almost $2 billion for 100 doses. So, yeah, there's money in medicine, obviously, in the vaccines. And they're going to make good bucks off of it. Any comments on that?
Well, no. I mean, it's so simple to figure out. We know what Big Pharma does. I mean, they had this vaccine sitting there ready to go. You just can't tell me that they were on their last trial, or I don't even know if they finished the last trial. And
they never even tried.
And the next day, they have billions of doses ready to ship around the world.
Oh,
but
yes.
You have to keep at how many degrees zero temperature? And my question is, if one vaccine has to be kept at, 80 degrees below zero and another one doesn't, what's the difference between the two?
Yes, 94 degrees below zero.
So one you have to keep at 94 degrees below zero, and the other one just needs regular refrigeration. So what is the difference in the vaccine that allows that to be so different? Why would one only have to be refrigerated and the other one has to be kept in 0 degrees? Does it make sense? You'd think they'd be the same.
Oh, but you can trust him, Elton. You can trust him. You can trust Bill Gates. He's really a smart guy when it comes to medicine.
I mean, he just pitches it, but it's these pharma companies who are producing it.
He's not even qualified to talk about how to take care of a cold. He's not a doctor. And he's talking about how great they are. I mean, what can I say? People are actually dying from them. That's the truth. Many more are getting very sick from them. That is that they can't hide that. That is coming out to be really true. So, folks, you haven't seen. We haven't seen anything yet. Matter of fact, who was it said one of the mainline media said to freeze your sperm before you have it because you may not be able to have it. Now, this is for real. May not be able to be. You may be infertile after this vaccine. Now, this is coming from ABC or CBS, something like that. Said freeze some sperm in advance. Now, that's what they were told to do.
So, I mean, I understand anytime you have some sort of medicine, I mean, people are going to have reactions. I mean, you're putting something into your body that is foreign, and some bodies will accept it and some bodies won't. I mean, I don't have, and everybody takes, but we know they don't tell us the truth anyway.
That's then this the one even tested, though.
They
which
don't
one tests
tell
the
us.
Animals? No.
I know. They don't tell us the truth.
And this and is the first vaccine ever that changes your DNA. Now, that's a fact.
Absolutely.
It changes our DNA. First one in history done that. And it's going to cause now this is coming from doctors, not me. Autoimmune diseases. People, because that what the protein does, it puts in there, makes your body to react to things differently, and it can cause autoimmune diseases. And it changes your DNA forever. You can't take it out. Yep. You can't back it up. Once you get it, you're done.
Nope. I agree. You know, and the sad thing is, here you have Spain. The register will not be public, but they're going to share it with other European countries.
Yes.
Well, to me, that's, you know, but Spain is trying to do, is going to do a register for those who refuse the vaccine. And it's going to be shared with the other EU countries. And it's official. The vaccine will not be mandatory, said the health minister, Salvatore Illa. But whoever decides not to do so will be included in a register, which will then be shared with other European countries. The document and other clarification of the minister will not be public. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But who else is it going to, you know, and will be compiled in full respect of privacy. Do you know any government that respects your privacy? Are you kidding me? But in the fact that it will be shared with other EU countries may lead to a ban on travel for those who refuse the drug. Not to mention the fact that Spain's decision could pave the way for similar measures in other European countries. So there you have it.
It will.
Already know when this first came out, President Trump had said that there was going to be a register. There was going to be a database. Well, we know it's floating around here. If anybody cares to look it up. So, I don't know, Butch.
Well, you know, I do see people getting a little bit perturbed. And 2021 is going to depend on what the people tolerate. If people don't stand up now, 2021 is going to be a lot worse on us, economic and other ways, than 2020 was. Much, much, much worse. If the people don't say enough is enough. And some people are starting to say enough is enough. They've had it. They're finished with this harassment. Now they want firms start to work on freedom passports. Now listen, freedom passports. Documents would allow people who have tested negative for COVID-19 to enter pubs, schools, and workplaces. Two firms awarded government contracts for exploratory work on a new app. The Department of Health said no decisions have been made on introducing the passport. The contracts envisages a system under which people are assigned a QR code. Work is being carried out to develop a coronavirus freedom passport that will allow those who have tested negative to enter public schools and workplaces. Two firms, I read that. So this is where we're headed. Now, on top of that, travel insurers likely to make vaccination a requirement, new report finds. Yet another sector of the travel industry has been signaled that could mandate vaccination against coronavirus to provide services to travelers, who, according to a report that notes, insurance may be demanded to see proof of vaccination before covering those wishing to go on holiday. The International Travel and Health Insurance Journal reports that if the EU obliges travelers to vaccinate, travel insurance providers may refuse to cover those who decline to have the vaccination. The report notes that the European Union has previously indicated that travelers and anyone applying for a visa could be mandated to get the vaccine in order to enter and move between EU countries. If the EU makes vaccine mandatory, the travel insurance will likely follow suit. Mary, you can see this closing the doors on travel. And it's not going to just be international. It's going to be one day. It's going to be from state to state. This is closing. Well, it already has been, for goodness sake. Some states are giving people coming to state a hard time already. We can see where this is leading to. Lisa, thank you back in. What this is leading to. It's not mandatory, but if you don't do it, you can't go. You can't go to school. You can't go to work. You can't cross state. You can't go. You can't get on the airplane. This is where we're heading. If this doesn't concern people, I don't know what will, Melody.
Yeah, but you know, you got, what, 50% plus of the people who will be standing in line. I mean, that number's changing, too. That number's changing, and it's going higher and higher to the people who will be vaccinated. And I've talked to people who, I mean, they're ready to stand in line now. And it's like, well, why wouldn't you just wait? Just see what, you know? Hey, if you want to get the vaccine, that's fine, but why wouldn't you wait to see what happens before you go running and putting your arm out there? And you see all these politicians with their arms with needles going into it. How do you know they're even getting the vaccine?
Well, you saw the video of the male nurse that you probably saw that. The needle was empty. They put in his arm. You probably saw that, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
It's a viral video. You type in male nurse gets empty vial and arm. No. I mean, they showed on TV, like, they're promoting the vaccine. This nurse got the shot, and there wasn't anything in the syringe. I mean, they got a close-up. You can see that, obviously. So, yeah, folks, you can't trust these people. And you look into this before you do it. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Melly's word for it. Take time to investigate it for yourself and see if you really want to put that in your body or in your child's body. Do you want your DNA changed forever? Is that what you want to do? Mess with your DNA? I mean, are these things that you're going to... I mean, I had a hard time, Melody, when the places I used to go into, and there was a car door, and I didn't work there, I just went and sold to them, where they make employees go take a drug test just randomly. I had a hard time with that. I understand they're concerned about drugs, but that's making someone prove they're innocent. It's not innocent to prove guilty. You're guilty to prove you're innocent. That's just totally backward.
And you know what, I don't know, maybe is, I think it's pretty easy to tell if someone's on drugs.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty easy.
It's kind of like someone coming to work drunk. You can pretty much tell. I mean, sometimes you can. Sometimes you have some very well-functioning alcoholics and drug addicts that, you know. But, yeah, you can usually tell. Something should give you the clue. To where, well, you know, and I think that's, it should be, you know, random like that, you know, if you suspect someone, you know,
if you have actual reason to believe so. But, you know, even going through an airport now, you got to prove you're not a terrorist so you can get on the plane.
Yeah.
You assume guilty. Now, I know people are used to it, they're doing it, but it really irks me. I've never harmed anybody in my life. I don't ever intend to. I don't steal. I don't do drugs. I'm not perfect by any means. Been faithful to one wife going on 50 years. Why does it prove that I'm not a terrorist? I live in the same home for 40-something years now. Why must I prove I'm not a terrorist? This is ridiculous. But that's where we're heading. People get the vaccine because it's convenient, and if I don't, I can't feed my family. And that's getting you very used to the Mark the Beast system. That's all it boils down to. That's biblical right to the nth degree.
It used to be that we were innocent until proven guilty. Well,
yes.
You've seen how that's changed.
Absolutely. Now you're considered
that's
guilty.
That's changed. Yeah.
Anyway.
And you have
now
to fight that you're innocent.
It makes me angry, but people have gotten used to it. The McCamey's a real famous rock group, the gospel group, put out a song back in the 80s entitled Getting Used to the Dark. And I thought, man, that fits. You know, we're not doing anything to change it. We're just getting used to the dark.
True.
And that's what's happened in America.
Yes.
Any more comments?
No.
Expectations solidly on the rise. Duh. Inflation expectations appear to be solidly on the rise, and that spells big trouble for the financial system. No kidding. For years, the central banks across the world have claimed deflation has driven or allowed their QE policies to remain. This is central to their ability to stimulate. The moment inflation begins to take root or becomes apparent, much of the flexibility in the policy is lost. The 2% inflation target central banks have deemed optimum is not valid. So the argument is becoming harder to make since many people now feel so much money is being poured into the financial system, beginning to move inflation higher. I wonder if that's been said on this program before. Do you think maybe over the years you talk about more money being printed up may cause inflation? Have you said that any time?
I think earlier today?
I think you have. Yeah.
15 minutes ago?
People are starting to realize that so much money being printed up is causing inflation. They figured it out. And Trump just signed another the stimulus bill. They said he wasn't going to sign. He signed. And I understand he's under tremendous pressure. As Rand Paul says, if you're just going to print it, give the people 2,000 a piece. Give them all they want. It's just paper. Print it. If it doesn't cause inflation, then why worry about it? Make all you want of it. Make us all millionaires. I mean, didn't Zimbabwe become millionaires? Venezuelans become millionaires. Of course, they couldn't buy food, but they were millionaires. The markets boomed in Venezuela. Everything would look good on paper, but they couldn't buy food.
I said that over 20 years ago. Hey, just give every American $1 million. Just give everybody $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? That'll stimulate. Instead of tax cuts and everything else that we have to pay for. Heck, if they would have given us $1 million 20 years ago, we wouldn't be where we are today.
I guarantee most people would still be broke.
And you're right, except for the inflation.
Yeah, that's... People, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure your listeners get it. I no doubt they do. I know they get it. Unfortunately, though, the masses don't get it. I talk to people, not every day, but almost every day, who are tickled to pink they're going to get $600 more. They don't understand what it's going to cost them. They don't comprehend that. They don't get it.
Well, the thing is, they don't understand why everyone, the stock markets are higher, and that's what we talk about. I mean, things aren't going to change. You've got the Fed that is still pumping $120 billion in newly created dollars in the financial markets each month. They purchase treasury bonds and government-backed packages of mortgages.
And they have been for years now.
It didn't stop coming out of the Great Recession. You know, quantitative easing helped spur a 400% rally in the stock market that began back in March of 2009 and continues. I mean, it just continues and continues. They're going to keep rates at rock bottom. Is this healthy? We don't know what it means to have a healthy economy anymore. We look to the Federal Reserve and to the government to give us money. You know, they did extend the moratorium, but they also to the end of January. But I forget how many billions of dollars that they put into the program to pay for back rents. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
On the line, I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
Well, 'tis the season for bankruptcies, store closings, and tent cities. These are so sad. They really are. We need to make 2021 a year of hope, because right now there is more economic suffering in America than there had been since the Great Depression of the 1930s. And folks, I'll repeat again, if 2021 is going to be different, it's going to be up to us to demand it be different and get them off our back, out of our pockets, and let us walk the streets freely again. More than 100,000 businesses have permanently closed down since the pandemic began. Many of our most iconic chains have filed for bankruptcy over the last 12 months, and 10 cities are popping up in major cities all across the country. Melody, 100,000 businesses divided by 50, that's a lot of businesses, right, in the state.
Yes.
A lot of them. And 10 cities are popping up all over the country. And I just talked to Marsha the other night. It was cold here last week before last, had a decent snow, and it was cold. It was like New Year's Eve or Christmas night. Christmas night down to like 3 or 4 degrees here. And I was talking to her on the phone, and I said, I know people in Charleston are homeless. I see them on the streets, homeless when I go to Charleston. I see them walk around pushing their buggies and everything. They open up warming centers for them, which is wonderful. But yeah. I can't imagine what to do in nights where that center isn't open. I feel for them. They're living in tents along the river, and it's really against the law to do that, but they let them do it anyway. Says, coming this year, the suicide rate in the U.S. was already at an all-time high record, and Gallup survey recently discovered that the mental health of Americans is an all-time low. So, people, 2021 will be in our hands. What are we going to do? Are we going to play the game, keep on playing the game, hoping that they won't shut us down again? Are we going to play their game and let them tell us how we can go to work, or if we can go to work, how we can act in public? Are we going to allow this to continue? Even if there were a really sincere pandemic, you don't shut down the country because of the pandemic. People still got to eat and pay the bills. Oh, Melly, this is unbelievable, but I'll go on from here. But I just had to get off my chest. That bothers me a lot, because people are actually living in the streets, lost their homes, and when this moratorium runs out next month on their rent, what's going to happen then? Are they going to renew it again next month?
Well, they extended the 11 additional weeks of jobless benefits, a $300 boost in weekly assistance. I'm trying to look to see exactly what was the number that they were going to pay. But you know what? Any money that they give for rentals is going to go to the big companies who own billions of dollars in rentals. It's not going to go to the little guy who might have three or four rentals that he can't get paid, and he's not going to get any of that money. You know, when we came out of the Great Recession and they had all these homes on the market, you had these hedge funds in there and these big these big investment firms buy up all these rental properties. That's what helped turn that around. And they turned them into rentals. And now they're not getting their money, their monthly payments. That's who that money's going to go to.
Of course.
You know, it's not going to be the little guy. And I'll tell you what, I mean, sure, if it helps the renter, you know, to stay in his home. But, I mean, what is wrong with this picture, Butch? I mean, I don't want anybody to lose their home. But, I mean, so...
But the people that own the property got to pay their bills, too.
But they got to pay their bills, too.
This is full-blown communism.
And this is all...
This is government intervention.
Yes, yes. So what happens next?
I agree. How long can they do it? As long as the people tolerate, they can do it.
And then you're going to have the one guy who says, well, we've already seen it. The small businesses who had to shut, who had to close their doors, say, well, why do I have to close my doors when the big box stores get to keep theirs open?
Very true.
And why do I have to do this? Because so-and-so doesn't have to. And this is where we're headed. And this is the division. They continue to create the division, and people were turning on one another. And that the focus where it should be is being distorted.
And January is going to be a rough month anyway with what's happening, even still with the election, what's going on. It's going to be a rough month. Add all this on top of that. Yes, you're right. People turn on each other. And people are getting frustrated and angry. And they should get angry about this. I mean, I was watching a restaurant owner with a group of people meeting and talk about this time to stop this. We can't stand this. We can't do this. We can't allow this to happen any longer. And if enough people stand up, it will stop. I just pray that they will. I really do.
You know, they can, you know, open their businesses and they can do things like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah, open a business. That's right. Just tell them, you know, we're open. We're open. We're not going to close. Are you going to arrest all of us? Of course they can do that. The governor has no authority to shut down your business and tell you can't feed your family. No man on earth has a right to tell you can't feed your family. No government on earth has a right to do that. That's a natural right given by God. We talk about natural rights. God only gives the right. He gives a duty to a man to feed his family. It's a duty. If God says, if you don't do this, you deny the faith and worse than infidel. So it's a duty for a man to say, my family's going to eat. I don't care what the governor thinks. I'm not afraid of a disease. I'm going to feed my family. If people would do that, we could turn this around in a matter of a couple months. But I just don't see it happening. I wish I were wrong on that. I really do. But this kind of got my attention here. The Penguins, that's the Pittsburgh Penguins, valued at $650 million, received $4.82 million COVID loan. I'm not saying the sports players don't have to get paid, but they were $650 million, and they received almost $5 million through a program authorized by the CARES Act, the Paycheck Protection Program. So I just wonder, I don't know what to think about that. I really don't. The little guys are going out and the Penguins get bailed out. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And China's economy set to overtake the U.S. earlier due to the COVID fallout. The Chinese economy is set to overtake the U.S. faster than previously anticipated after weathering the coronavirus pandemic better than the West, according to the Center for Economics and Business Research. The world's largest and second largest and biggest economies are on a course to trade places in dollar terms by 2028. Now, folks, that's just 7 years away. It used to sound like a long time, but that's just 7 years away. 5 years earlier than expected a year ago, it said on Saturday. In the World's Economic League table, the consultancy also calculated that China could become a high-income economy as soon as 2023, 2 years away. Further cementing Asia's growing might, and India is set to move up in the rankings to become number three economy at the end of the decade. So China is going to overtake the United States, and India is going to come up to number three over the next 3 years. Wow. Or, I mean, next few years in the decade. That is quite a reversal. That's amazing. Any comments on that?
It's not shocking.
No, it isn't shocking.
It's not shocking.
It isn't.
It's
have to realize, I'm sure other countries are sitting back now watching us destroy ourselves. And countries like China are probably tickled pink.
Well, sure. They're going to, you know, come in and step in when opportunity is created for other countries to. And that's what a lot of the Asian countries did, you know, all the year. But again, we supported all that. And we're going right back to the same type of government we've had before. And I'm not even sure it changed during the last 4 years. Things changed. But where are we today? Are we all, I mean, take away the virus. It was just a year ago. Were we better off a year ago?
Well, businesses were at least working a year ago until this all hit.
Well, I'm saying, was everybody really better off? So I guess maybe we were.
Oh, but you know, people are still working.
But we were still. But we headed into a recession in February. So how good were we? Again, it was just more distorted information.
Well,
and beliefs.
That this was
thinking
a,
that we were better.
Kind of another nail in the coffin, though, too. You know that to the economy. And who was it? Was it?
I mean, retailers were dropping like flies to the pandemic.
And they threw gasoline on the fire.
You can't blame the pandemic on everything, Butch.
No, but they just threw gasoline on the fire. It was already going down. But this threw gasoline.
It was already going down.
What was it? Cruise ship that said that he would bury. They would bury us without firing a shot. Was that cruise ship? I believe it was. That's been a long time ago. Just a young boy. They said that we would sell the United States a rope to hang themselves with. We won't fire a shot. America will drop like an overripe fruit into our hands. And folks, he was right on the money. We are now a socialist, communistic country. Like your lump, but that's what we are. When government can run the business and control the fiat currencies that people tolerate, that is communism. Just the way it is. Any comments, Melody, before we move on?
No, I just wanted to mention this. Ascena, ASCENA Retail Group, was publicly traded. Its bankruptcy had wiped out investors. The stock traded as high as $8.50 this year, and that has dropped to 8 cents.
Wow.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we hear and we talk about some of the other famous retailers that filed bankruptcy this year, you know, Pier 1, Neiman Marcus, JCPenney, Brooks Brothers, and so forth. I mean, there's hundreds of stores. But this retailer that closed the most locations this year was Ascena Group, over a total of 1,000. And the brands that the company owned were Ann Taylor, Catherine's, Lane Bryant, Lewin Gray, Loft, Justice. They closed all of their retail operations in Mexico, Puerto Rico, Canada. And there was a private equity. And here's the private equity firms. They bought up all those rentals. Now they're going in there and buying up the retailers. Private equity firm Sycamore Partners bought several of the brands, Ann Taylor, Lane Bryant, and so forth. They're still not out of financial danger, and it's just another sign. Retail over the holidays, they're estimating it to be like 3%, but it's not the mom and pop, it's not the brick and mortar. It was the 3% was driven by 49% rise in e-commerce. Then you want to know why it took 20 days for your checks to come in. And for some of your packages to be delivered. 49% rise in e-commerce is 49% of more packages being shipped by the USPS, UPS, and FedEx. So, I don't know, Butch.
Did you say 49% increase?
Yeah.
Almost 50% increase
in e-commerce sales,
That's a chunk. That really is. About out of time, but I will tell you, you probably read this whole article. Kim Yo Jong, that's the little sister of Kim Jong Un, is ready to become the first woman dictator in modern history, and she is a nasty lady. It's reading this article and what she said. She's talking about South Korea flying balloons over the border, talking about the North Korean government, how evil it was. She said they were human scum, hardly worth their value as human beings, little short of wild animals who betrayed their own homeland, she raged. It was time to bring their owners to account and ask South Korean authorities if they are ready to take care of the consequences of evil conduct by the rubbish-like mongrel dogs who took no scruple to slander us while flaunting the nuclear issue in the meanest way at the most untimely time. She had to run for U.S. Senate. But anyway, sounds more like us than them. But she just, I mean, that, yeah, this, she's 32 years old. I've seen her on TV, tiny little lady, but she was really, she's, what they're saying, she's going to make a nasty dictator. I don't know why Kim Un would step down, but she'd really move in if he does. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, Iran warns Israel not to cross Gulf red lines. U.S. and Israel are sending nuclear subs into the Mediterranean there, into the sea, into the Gulf, and Iran said don't cross it. Said don't do it, and they're afraid Trump's going to try something before he leaves office, and so they're telling them just don't do it. This won't be a good turnout. So any comments on those?
No, I mean these are stories that is real and it's happening, and who's discussing it?
That's it.
No one. Absolutely. No,
it's
one.
Not made out on the. I've never seen heard a peep on the any of the mainline news media. It's not one peep.
Nope, not at all. It's just all you hear about is Biden. All you hear about is Trump. All you hear about is, you know, depending on what station you're listening to, is how they spin it. So,
yeah, exactly.
We're spinning right out of time today, though, Butch.
Wow. Well, there we are, aren't we?
Yeah. You'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be live tomorrow, so please join us. If you're listening to Financial Survival, please be safe. Good night, and God bless.
Single penny left for me. That's too bad.